The state's Fish and Game Board meetings are typically not celebrated for their entertainment value, but bear research can make for pretty good storytelling, even if it's scientific storytelling. Management coordinator Neil Barton told the board that the study of black bears on Prince of Wales Island was prompted by a sharp increase in hunting beginning in the late 1990s, 75% of it from non-resident hunters. That meant sending biologist Boyd Porter into the field to figure out what exactly the black bear population was on Prince of Wales and what level of harvest it could sustain. But like a lot of research, Porter's work turned up more than numbers. Some surprising information came to light.
Some of these bears use 1 to 3 den sites during the winter. Some of them make moves during the winter, which is a bit unusual, but not unprecedented. They found that in some work that they did on Vancouver Island.
Prince of Wales is also at the center of Southeast remaining timber industry, which is relevant to bear behavior. Most people imagine bears denning up in craggy caves or high on slopes. Prince of Wales bears have a different strategy.
99% of these black bears used old-growth structure for their dens. There was only one that was partially excavated, and it was actually under a deteriorating old root wad.
Most of the dens are on the ground, carefully bedded in the cavities formed by the roots of a large tree. But Porter did show one slide of a black bear den 26 feet up in a red cedar. He said that when the den was in use, the bear's hind end actually stuck out of it. Board member Nathan Turner from Nenana noted that this was quite different behavior from black bears in the interior. Porter responded that interior bears were known to excavate dens through the snow, sometimes in a half hour or so, and make do with whatever bedding was handy. He suggested that black bears in southeastern British Columbia and interior black bears had adapted to different conditions. Porter and his assistant, Steve Bethune, get to see their fair share of dens in use. That's where they collect most of their hair and tissue samples and collar bears. And it's also where they learn time and again that bears are not true hibernators.
This big male, just a 350-pound male, just waiting for you when you get there and probably wondering, you know, what you're doing, how long you're going to be there. So he's not what you would consider asleep in the den.
Porter said it's easier to tranquilize a bear and gather the necessary samples while it's still in the den. Bringing it out and putting it back in was like moving a sack of potatoes. Still, someone has to make that first approach.
You take the lowest ranking guy on the crew and you stick him down in the hole to do the work.
Board Chair Ted Spraker asked Porter if he personally was ever the lowest ranking guy, and Porter pointed to Bethune and said, "That's what assistants are for." The State Board of Game meeting continues in Sitka through January 15th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.